let's head over to the Vision Home Loans Newsline. We're joined by ABC News correspondent Ike Adjachi in Washington. And Ike, the president said to give his address to the nation later on this early afternoon, following that decision not to extend the presence in Afghanistan beyond early this morning. And now we're officially out after 20 years overseas, in Afghanistan at least.
That's right. President Biden saying that it was the unanimous recommendation of the Joint Chiefs and all of our commanders on the ground to end our airlift mission as planned. Now, their view was that ending our military mission was the best way to protect the lives of our troops and secure the prospects of civilian departures for those who want to leave Afghanistan in the weeks and months ahead. President Biden saying the Taliban has made commitments on safe passage and the world will hold them to their commitments. But just a few weeks ago, President Biden told George Stephanopoulos that U.S. troops would stay until every American was out of Afghanistan, saying if there's American citizens left, we're going to stay to get them all out. Now, yesterday during a Pentagon briefing, General Kenneth McKenzie, the commander of the U.S. Central Command, he confirmed that some Americans were left behind, saying we did not get everybody out that we wanted to get out. And he admitted that there is heartbreak associated with this departure. Now, ABC News reporting that there are a few hundred American citizens still in Afghanistan, as well as the Afghans who aided the U.S. mission on the ground. Now, the general added by saying that if we would have stayed another 10 days, we wouldn't get everybody out that we wanted to get out, and there still would have been people disappointed. So he's acknowledging that, yes, there are Americans that are still left behind. However, they would have probably still been there had we stayed any longer past our deadline.
Yeah, and I mean, as far as kind of the optics, I know that it's been kind of a political storm, to say the least, and the past, you know, week or so following everything in Afghanistan. You know, we also have the now viral clips of the president checking his watch as the remains were transferred at once they were got back to America from the 13 servicemen and women. And what do you think, that did that have any role as far as his decision to just say nope, deadline's the deadline, and not to extend it any further, kind of with the current political tensions?
I don't think that particular incident had a role in that. However, President Biden has been firm in his stance of getting all U.S. military personnel out of Afghanistan by August 31st. And he said that he felt it was the safest way to handle the situation abroad. Now, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the U.S. will continue to engage the Taliban going forward, and that will be driven only by our vital national interests. But as you said, this entire withdrawal has been kind of painted President Biden and his administration right now in a negative light. Nebraska Republican Senator Ben Sasse calling the withdrawal a national disgrace. Even Congressman John Katko, he's the top Republican on the House Homeland Security Committee, says that he's really concerned for the United States. He went on to say that maintaining a presence there so we can have a finger on the pulse of what's going on is critically important for our homeland, saying that Afghanistan is now a new terrorist safe haven. But as you said time and time again, President Biden has doubled down on his stance on remaining his commitment to getting out of Afghanistan by August 31st, and he will address that to the nation later today, this afternoon.
Yeah, and I know we're going to hear from him later today. We're expecting that right around 11:30 local time. And is there any indication as far as what we might hear as far as what's next now that we are officially out of Afghanistan?
Well, obviously, President Biden has said that there are terror threats, not just in Afghanistan, but in all parts of the world. He said that his administration is keeping an eye on that. And he's also said that in terms of Afghanistan, they do have an over-the-horizon approach to making sure that terror threats don't come out of Afghanistan again. You saw that capabilities when they struck. They had that drone strike on that car that was believed to have some explosives there. President Biden has doubled down saying that they will maintain that over-the-horizon approach and try to put their attention on terror threats elsewhere. But in terms of the aftermath of exactly what happened here, I'm sure we'll hear more of that when he speaks later on today.
All right, ABC News correspondent Ike Adjachi with the latest in Washington. Thank you so much for that update. And again, we're expecting those comments from President Biden right around 11:30 local time. And of course, we will hear those comments live on KRDO News Radio.